When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Some men are like, you got to do what? But a former employee, Megan Thee Stallion, was kind of mad about it. So a photographer says that Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her, kid warning, have sex with another woman while they were in a car together. So a photographer named Emilio Garcia is suing Megan, claiming that this happened in the back of an SUV in Spain back in 2022. And then afterwards, she's like, don't tell anyone about this. Don't say anything. And he's also saying that Megan has fat shamed him, verbally abused him, and also underpaid him. So he's asking for all of these wages that she, I guess, didn't pay him. And at some point, his pay structure changed to this weird thing, is what's saying, where instead of just getting paid like $10 a year or whatever it was, whatever the number is, he would get paid per task. So he would have to submit an invoice like, oh, I got this today, I did this today, took this many pictures. And then slowly all of those started to dwindle until finally she no longer employed him. So that's why he's suing, because he's like, this, I should have gotten paid more than this. And on top of that, had to deal with all of this BS. What's very interesting about this whole situation, though, is the same guy who is representing the dancer suing Lizzo is also representing him. So he's obviously in the business of trying to get some money out of celebs for the way they've treated their employees.
Yeah, I would be upset too if I was in the, like, with somebody I work with and you start doing something like that in front of me. That's just, it's super inappropriate.
This is one of the questions we asked Usher the other day. For everything that this industry has given him, has it taken away his ability to trust? And he was like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and I mean, if this is all true, it's horrible. And a lot of people who were saying, like you said, jokingly, like he should have enjoyed it. But I don't think those people realize that he's gay. He came out and said that. So that wouldn't even have been enjoyable. It's foul if it happened.
Yeah, 100%. But I almost wonder, and I'm by no means making this credible in any way, but I, you know, if you're in Ibiza and, you know, everyone's drunk in the back of a car or whatever, I almost wonder if in the moment it was one of those things that wasn't a big deal, but now that he's been wronged by her, he's like, I can definitely use this against her, if that makes sense. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And a reminder that, you know, Lizzo's still going through a lawsuit too. So this guy's either going to get a big payday, this lawyer who is coming after all these celebs, or some more stuff is going to come out about him.
I feel like Lizzo's just over it. Like, you haven't heard anything from her. I mean, for a long time there, she was making headlines, and I think it was intoxicating for her to, like, be a little shocking, but I think the comments have gotten to her so much, and I think she might have said this, like, I'm giving up music.
Did she say that? Yeah, yeah, recently she had a post saying that she was just over everything and she was done with the public.
She said, I quit, but she's not quitting music. She's quitting caring about what people think.
Yeah,
she clarified, because everybody was like, we thought she was just like going to quit. And she's like, no, I'm quitting all this drama and I'm quitting worrying about all of this.
Just turn the comments off. That's all.
No. Yeah, and focus on, because she has a really successful undergarment brand. So honestly, I wouldn't blame her if she gave up music in the long run and just kind of did the Rihanna thing where you just get your coin off of making different businesses.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing I've said for the longest time. I don't know why anybody would sign up for this kind of celebrity, man. It seems like a nightmare.
Well,
to me.
The money and the fame and the privilege is
not
pretty
worth
nice.
It. I don't think it's worth it.
Especially today.
Yeah. Well, speaking of new business ventures, Kanye has a new one, and it's porn, apparently. So allegedly, he is reportedly thinking about making his own porn studio called Yeezy Porn.
He's not planning on starring in any of these, is he?
Well, no, I think he just wants to run the studio.
That's going
to
be a lonely link.
People are thinking he's the one who's forcing his wife to walk around in barely anything anyway.
That's
Apparently, it's going to be up and running as early as this summer. He's working with a guy named Mike Maz, who is a veteran in this industry and is also the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels. So very interesting business venture for Kanye, considering he had an album called Jesus is King pretty recently.
He went from a gospel album to porn in record-breaking time.
And also, didn't he just say he's God?
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
God, God's got some interesting taste these days.
It's like God has evolved. It's evolving with the time.
Yeah.
And some people might like that religion, so we'll see.
Let me ask you a question about his wife real quick. And maybe I asked this to you guys before. So I'm assuming she dresses differently around their kids, right?
No.
I don't think
she doesn't.
So. They've been photoed together to where she still had on something similar to what you normally see her in.
So if you're Kim, you're entitled to call him and go, can we do something about the way she's dressing around our kids? Can't you?
She's entitled to.
Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she doesn't really dress like a... I mean, you've seen his wife's, like, outfits now. I mean, she's basically...
Naked.
It's 98% naked. She's got to cover up the parts so she doesn't get arrested. But as a mother... This would be a real fine line here, because if the stepmom is dressing like that around the kids, I think you got a right to call Pops up and go, hey, I don't think that's what I want in their house.
Kim knows what she's dealing with. You can say something. It'll make him, she'll be naked. Kanye will be like, oh, you don't like what she's wearing now?
Yeah.
Wait till you see what I come up with next.
She can barely get more naked.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.